Welcome to the Hero Kids Podcast. Systems are initializing. We train our heroes to hear God's voice, explore their God-given identity, respond to God, and overcome the impossible. Heroes, you'll need these tools for the journey that lies ahead. Systems are a go. Today's main training will begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Shalom, heroes. Isn't it a wonderful day to be alive? Can't you feel the gratitude of life flowing through your veins? Okay, let's just get comfortable here. Go ahead, close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Can you feel your heart beating? Your blood flowing? Your hair growing? Did I just say that? My hair feels longer already. You know what would make this moment even more peaceful? Hot rocks. One moment, please. Enjoy the tranquil sounds of peace while I go find where I put those hot rocks. Oh, where did I put those? Okay. I know I had them here somewhere. Oh, there they are. Oh, wow, these are really heavy. Okay. All right. Enjoy the calm while I try to achieve ultimate relaxation by putting these rocks on my arms and my legs.
Whoa! Oh my goodness, these rocks are so hot! Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. So hot. It's like a little fire on my legs. Okay, excuse me. I'm so sorry for the outburst. I've put on the shoes of peace today, and they literally say the word peace on it. The Tinkerbots told me if I put on the shoes of peace, then I would be able to walk in peace all day. But those rocks were so hot! Whoa! The fly just ran into my face! Whoa, okay, alright, Mr. Fly. Mr. Fly, you are totally messing up my peaceful state here, and I'm trying not to let anything disturb my peace. Okay, Mr. Fly, I get it. My face, you're on it. Got it. Okay. All right, listen, something's disturbing my peace. I can't take it. The Tinkerbots said these shoes would give me peace all day, and the Tinkerbots would never trick me. Wait a minute. They absolutely would trick me. In fact, they have several times. They would 100% trick me. Is this all a sham? Is that even a real fly? Are these even real rocks? Ugh, cut the music. Cut the peaceful, tranquil music. No. Let's get the rocks out of here. Wow, those rocks were on fire. I can't believe we did that. Okay, wow, they are real because they're still really hot. All right. All right, cool. Okay. Wow. Okay, heroes. Today we are supposed to be talking about walking in the shoes of peace. But if these shoes I'm wearing aren't them, then I don't know what the shoes of peace are, because they clearly say peace on them. We're gonna have to figure that out in a moment, but I'm pretty sure I do know what our power truth is for today. I don't think the Tinkerbots tricked me on that one, so let's say it together. I will walk in the shoes of peace. Excellent, nicely done. This training, we're continuing our series, Armor, where each session we've been learning about the different pieces of the spiritual armor that God asks us to put on every day. Now remember, this is spiritual armor, not physical. Oh, wait a minute. Why do I keep forgetting that? Of course those aren't the shoes of peace, even though they say peace. I keep forgetting that this armor isn't physical armor. Ah, get these shoes off my feet. Yeah! Anyway, now I remember, it's spiritual armor we're learning about. We learned about wearing the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness, and how they can help us stand firm against the strategies of the devil. But this week, we're talking about something that may seem a little less, well, epic. We're just talking about shoes. But how in the world do these things really help me fight the enemy? Well, let's think about it. Shoes do what exactly? They protect your feet. Shoes might not seem like the biggest, baddest piece of armor, but have you ever stepped on a Lego brick? Ouch! I wouldn't wish that on any enemy. Protecting your feet is important, even if we don't really think about it. I guarantee if you went to school with shoes and you left without shoes, whoever took you would make you find them and probably tape them to your feet before you left. But anyway, shoes are important because they protect your feet. If your feet are not protected, you can't get very far. Have you ever been at the pool on a hot summer's day? It's like 900 degrees outside and you realize your shoes were all the way on the opposite side of the pool with all of your stuff? And you have to get out of the pool, walk on the devil's pavement to get to your shoes? You can hear your feet sizzle like bacon, I bet. Okay. But picture this. Have you ever had to walk 4 miles uphill, barefoot, in the snow? No, you haven't. It's Arizona. Come on, guys. But you get the picture. Shoes are vital in protecting your feet. If your feet aren't properly protected, chances are it'll be very difficult to get where you need to go. Think about it if you were in a battle. The last thing you want to worry about when your enemy is coming towards you full speed ahead is your feet. Your feet, if left unprotected, would be subject to rocks, broken pieces of armor, and other things that could really hurt you and distract you from the battle at hand. The truth is, your feet are the foundation on which you stand. It's important that they are protected, or you might be giving the enemy access to a weak spot that could take you down, and we definitely don't want that. So, we all understand why shoes are a vital part of our everyday lives and a soldier's armor. But what does it mean to walk in the shoes of peace? Well, let's remind ourselves of what the Bible says about armor. Let's back up and read Ephesians chapter 6, verses 14 through 15. It says, "Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared." It says, put on the peace that comes from the good news. This is the peace we're talking about, the peace that comes from the good news of Jesus. Another translation says, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. The gospel of peace is the news that Jesus came to save us. Jesus brings peace. How do I know that? Because the Bible refers to Jesus as the Prince of Peace. He is peace. Wow, that's pretty cool. When Jesus was about to die on the cross, he promised to leave us with a friend, the Holy Spirit. But he promised something else too, peace. In John chapter 14, 27, Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give it to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid." Philippians 4:7 says, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." God's peace guards us. It protects us like armor. No matter what comes our way, we do not have to be afraid because we can hold on to the promise that God's peace is with us. We get to walk in it every day as we walk with him, the Prince of Peace. Jesus said this to his disciples, and he's saying it to us too. Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. That comes from the book of John chapter 20, verse 21. Jesus will ask every single one of us to be brave as we walk through life with him. Sometimes these moments will feel scary. But we don't have to be afraid, because he is with us. The Prince of Peace walks with us. He is always there to give us peace when we're afraid. He gives us the shoes of peace so everywhere our feet tread, we can share who he is and keep peace in our hearts while we do it. Many of you may be thinking, but I'm so worried about this situation in my life. I'm so afraid of this or that, or how could I possibly walk in peace? Can I just tell you, you're not alone. We all feel this way at one point or another, which is why we need to put on the armor God gave us. We need to remind ourselves of the truth that Jesus gives us peace in every situation. He promises it'll guard our hearts and our minds. We just need to receive it. So right now, if you feel like you have some worry or fear in your life, we're gonna hand it over to Jesus. And then we're going to do something that Jesus loves to do. We're going to make an exchange. We're going to exchange our worry and our fear for his peace. So pray this after me. Say, Jesus, would you take my worries and my fears? Would you replace it with your perfect peace? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Heroes, I want to challenge you to do something this week. When you wake up in the morning, I want you to put on the shoes of peace. I want you to remind yourself every single day this week that whatever situation you face, big, small, just tiny bit sad, tiny bit fearful, whatever it is, remind yourself that you walk in peace. And this peace is an armor that protects you because you're walking with Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Father God, I pray that whatever the heroes face this week, that they would know that they can put on your armor. You have given it to us so that we are so strong and we can live out the mission that you've given us. Father God, I hope every hero remembers Jeremiah 29:11, that you have a plan to prosper them. In your name we pray, amen. Well, this has completed our training for today, and I'm so proud of you, hero. You are amazing. This is Agent Claudia signing off. And this week, I think I need to go spend some time in my Bible and find a more peaceful hobby. These rocks really didn't do it for me. I think I'm gonna go pick up crocheting. But anyway, before I go, always remember, the world needs a hero like you.
Thank you for listening to the Hero Kids podcast. Hero Kids is a ministry of Pillar Church in Scottsdale, Arizona. For more information, go to herokids.com.